It's the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, three, two, one.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
All right.
Number five.
So Michael Avenatti got arrested.
Yep.
For allegations for an investigation suspicion of domestic violence.
Felony.
Yeah. They set bail at $50,000. Now, police spokesmen say that his alleged victim had visible injuries. Avenatti has denied the allegations and called the investigation an attempt at intimidation.
I have never struck a woman. I never will strike a woman. I have been an advocate for women's rights my entire career, and I'm going to continue to be an advocate. I am not going to be intimidated from stopping what I am doing. I am a father to two beautiful, smart daughters. I would never disrespect them by touching a woman inappropriately or striking a woman.
Now, he has an estranged wife, right? But we don't know who the victim is here.
Apparently not her. Some of the news organizations ran with TMZ in particular. He points out that it was his wife or suspected to be his wife. Now, it seems to be confirmed that she wasn't there, even at that location at that time, and was also, she's denying it, that it's her.
This is gonna need further investigation.
Certainly will.
I have to put the Rowan Anna Detective Agency on this.
We will. Even the ladies of The View, though, they're turning their backs on the Avenatti. They're saying that they're gonna rake them over the coals if this is true. And Stormy Daniels says she will get a new lawyer if this proves to be there's some truth to this.
It's bad when the porn star says, I can't
she
be
said,
with
I
you.
I can't, no.
I have
can't
too
be
much,
associated with
too
you.
Too much class to be associated with you. Yeah. It's interesting. I mean, the problem is you could see it, right? I mean, the guy, like, you know, squirts weirdness out of his eyes, right? When he's like, you know, he's talking, he's so intense about everything.
He seemed to be the last person who would be representing, you know, women who've been wronged or abused, because he made it about him all the time, and you weren't really sure if he was really on board with the whole, you know, the rest of it, the Me Too part of it. It just seemed like it was about him and a platform, although he's a pit bull and he was effective.
He's easy to get mad at, because even if you're mad at the president, you don't know if you want to be mad at him, you know, but you still get mad at him. He's like the worst, to me, he's like one of the characters in this that gives the blind faith followers of Donald Trump proof that, you know, bad guys are after them. And that's, you know,
right.
So he, I mean,
right.
And then there's
the whole Julie Swetnick that he brought to the table on Kavanaugh and that kind of thing that she since has recanted and corrected the record on those statements that he brought forth.
So, yeah, we'll have to see. Yes. I mean, I would, you know,
stepping
away from the limelight, probably not the worst thing in the world. I know it's going to be tough when he's not president of the United States in 2020. But we haven't lost all sense. I think we learned something in this election that there are people who are out there and they're making decisions in places about there's more engagement and people paying attention and less about the circus here. So I'm kind of guessing that Avenatti is not going to be the next president of the United States. So sorry about that, Mike.
Number four.
So a Wisconsin manufacturing company is giving holiday gifts to
of
their employees.
Sweet.
Guns!
Oh, gosh. Do they all kind of get presented with them at the holiday party?
Benshot is the company. It makes glassware embedded with bullets. It gave guns to its 16 full-time employees as a holiday gift. The owner, Ben Wolfgram, says that employees could choose which type of gun they wanted with a value up to $500. Some employees chose smaller firearms, while others picked larger ones. Some had enough money left over to buy additional equipment like holsters and ammunition.
It kind of fits our company culture and what we make, so that was the motivation behind the gift. As soon as we announced the Christmas gift for everyone, we had the next week a lady come in and did training for everyone on handgun safety. Each employee went to the gun store of their choice and selected a gun that fit them. We want to make sure our employees are happy here.
Here's Chelsea Breeze. She's one of the employees.
The first thing I told our owners was thank you so much for empowering me personally not to be a victim. There are certain things that you cannot control, but if you can control your personal protection and your family, then why would you not choose to do that?
The company that shoots together stays together. Don't look anybody, don't give anybody a side eye in the day room.
No. The water cooler will never be the same.
Yeah.
Two employees declined the gift, but they went for gun safety courses. Some of them did that instead, in lieu of the gun.
Okay.
So that was an option as well.
It's Christmas in America in 2018. All right.
At least Christmas is back, though.
Yeah.
At least we have
See,
that.
Well, now that they're armed, you know that the war on Christmas is over because
it's not going anywhere.
The pro-Christmas army is out. They're out. They're ready to defend this thing. Any way possible. All right. We'll get to your three, your two, and your one. But first, Judy, what's coming up at the bottom of the hour?
The president of the University of Illinois gets a big bonus.
Time for sort of traffic. It's a new accident on the inbound Eaton to Willow Road, blocking the right lane and shoulder. 50 minutes from Lake Cook Road to Junction, 34 minutes in the outbound. Issues on Stevenson continue outbound, an accident blocking the exit ramp to the outbound Dan Ryan. Solid traffic starts at State Street about 25 minutes from Lakeshore Drive to 355. Inbound accident at Central, blocking both shoulders, 45 minutes on the inbound trip. For personalized traffic, on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app.
Nailed it.
Always
you're hired, man. You Cody Parkied it. I want music.
Yeah, but hold on a second. Forgot to tell you that the Traffic Chicago app approved by Mortgage Experts at Team Hochberg. Just search TREFFXIX. TREFFXIX. See, what a problem I got.
Mm-hmm. What's the problem?
Well, all the letters look all funny on the page to me.
Okay.
That's TREFFIX Chicago.
Sounds great like job. How you would turn out the how you would spell that word.
TREFFIX Chicago. 29 degrees at O'Hare. It's Funky Town. It's the Cherry.
Then there's this. Watch Micah and Joe. Micah Mater, Joe Donlin, weeknights on WGN TV News at 9 o'clock.
Okay. He's a big deal.
Mine is.
Top 5.
Number 3.
All right, now, Kate McClure, remember this story? Mm. This woman in Philadelphia who lost her wallet. She's filling up the tane at the gas station.
Yeah.
As the kids used to say. And a homeless guy gives her the last $20.
Yep.
And then she thinks it's so kind. They do a GoFundMe account. They raise $400,000 on GoFundMe.
Right, for him.
And then the guy, Johnny Bobbitt, who's the homeless guy, mm-hmm. and I'm doing air quotes now,
mm-hmm.
says, hey, wait a second. They only gave me $25,000. Where's the rest of the money? And then they're like, well, we gave you $25,000 and you spent it on drugs. And then they ended up spending it on a BMW and expensive
luxury items
and purses.
I have to ask them for everything. It was kind of, in the beginning, it was a joke. Like, they were like my parents. But the joke stops being funny after a while. Uh-huh. He mm-hmm. is a self-described gambling addict. I think it's pretty hypocritical for you to tell me I can't manage my money because I might spend it on drugs. And you're doing the same thing.
Okay, this was this Baba guy. Right?
Yeah,
we don't need to hear anymore.
He was suing them because they weren't making good.
Yeah, we understood the first thing that happened off the first sentence right there that he said. You kind of hear the guy. Well, turns out that they all three of them now have been charged with deception. That the whole thing was a conspiracy to defraud the fine folks who were giving to the GoFundMe page. It was all made up.
Total scam.
About that.
Yeah, the New York Times says all the text messages that went back, the girlfriend in the case had told her friend, so the gas part was made up, but the guy isn't. She said, I had to make up something so people would feel bad and explain the whole elaborate lie that they concocted.
Yes, very good.
Number two.
Kim Kardashian asked about her husband's politics during a discussion with Van Jones at the Variety Rolling Stones Criminal Justice Reform Summit. And you know that Kanye has distanced himself from his political exploits after he was at the White House and dropping the F-bomb and wearing the hat and going crazy and being all Yeezy. Oh, yay, yay.
People were misusing him and his message.
Yes.
For their own causes.
Right. Right.
That's what he said.
He's very not political, actually. He just happens to like Donald Trump's personality, but doesn't know about the politics. So, I've educated him recently, and and I think it gets really misconstrued. He will always say he was friendly with him before, and he's the same person and friendly with him now. And I could also coexist with someone and still have different political views.
Oh, gee. When she's lecturing us about politics, we're in trouble.
What's happening?
I mean, how dumb is Kanye that she had to explain it to him? I mean, that's the part that I'm like, wait a second.
Drawing out cartoons for him. So right. This person hates this person.
Right.
He grabs this person in this area.
Right. And you remember, and he said these things about, remember there were these guys in Charlotte who, were like, and they were trying to, they're called Nazis. And I mean, Kanye is, he's a musical genius, but apparently not all that up to date on current events. Oh boy. But it's interesting because I think that's true for a lot of people. They love his personality. That's what they drive.
100%.
They love that, he's going to punch your nose, right? If you disagree.
They overlook policy or actual things he said.
Yeah. As long as he's mad at the same people they're mad at, everything's good.
Just happy he's not a female named Hillary for a lot of his supporters.
Although, did you see that, was it Lindsey Graham said if he becomes the attorney general, he's going to launch an investigation into the Clintons?
Yeah, which makes you think
lock her up.
Going to be called attorney general soon.
I'm saying lock her up. Well, that's what we're going to do. We're going to lock her up, too.
Is that your Lindsey Graham?
That's kind of, it's Ted Cruz. It's a clipped Ted Cruz. It's the same idea.
I think there's more drawl in it.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do. We're going to lock her up real fast. Because that's what we're going to do. Now. And I'm going to go into her, and then I'm going to go into her closet and wear all her clothes.
He'd look cute in a pantsuit.
That's what I thought, too.
Number one.
Welcome to Hee Haw, starring Buck Owens and Roy Clark.
Oh, Roy Clark has died. He played the guitar, banjo, fiddle, mandolin, harmonica, and other instruments and skills that brought him gigs and a guest performer for many top orchestras during his incredible country music career. But then it landed him on Hee Haw, which I will admit is a TV show I never fully understood. But I knew that other people did.
You weren't the target audience, I don't think.
I apparently wasn't, but it lasted forever, 4 decades.
Right.
4 decades. Here was his biggest hit, the 1969 cover of Yesterday When I Was Young.
Yesterday, when I was young, so many happy songs were waiting to be sung. So many wild pleasures.
All right. It reached number 9 on the Billboard Country Charts, stayed there for quite a period of time, too. So congratulations. That was quite a moment for him, right? And then an amazing entertainment career.
Yeah, how about it?
And we pay tribute to him today. Roy Clark was 85.
The top 5 at 5.